7:29:30. Go ahead and call this meeting to order. First order of business is we have to swear in a couple of members here. So we're going to swear in Tony first. Tony, if you would place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right and repeat after me. Say aye and state your name.
Aye, Tony Garrett.
Swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution and laws of the United States. Swear.
Let me read that.
Swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution.
I, Tony Garrett, swear I support and maintain the Constitution
and laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina, not inconsistent therewith.
In the Constitution and laws of North Carolina, not inconsistent therewith.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As a member of the Board of Adjustment.
As a member of the Board of Adjustments.
Of the town of Curie Beach.
Of the town of Curie Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, Tony. Dolores?
Yes.
Please come up. Dolores is going to be our newest alternate tonight, and then after tonight, you're going to be a regular member. Baptism under fire.
She does go by D.
That way you can see as we go along. Say, I, Dolores Coe.
I, Dolores Coe.
Swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution.
Swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As an alternate member.
As an alternate member.
Of the Board of Adjustments.
Of the Board of Adjustments.
Of the town of Curie Beach.
Of the town of Curie Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dolores. She will have you sign the original.
Is that the original?
No, she's got it.
Right here.
Are you looking at the piece?
I am.
Over here. Your left hand?
Yes.
Yes!
Okay, the next matter of business, since our current vice chair is running away and joining the zoning board.
One chapter versus all the chapters,
you know what's going to happen.
Well, you don't deal with all the chapters.
I do.
Your decisions are going to come before us, and we're going to overturn them. So don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
That is not our position.
I'm going to be a BOZ.
Okay. With her stepping down at the end of tonight, we're going to go ahead and vote a new vice chair in at this time. And I would like to nominate Peter for that position. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
All right.
All opposed? Peter? You're now a Nazi. If I don't show up.
That's right.
But I always show up. Unfortunately, I'm a bad penny. I always turn up. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the February 23rd, 2010 minutes. Three of us were present. Charles was recuperating. But does anybody have any problem with the minutes? I didn't see any myself.
No, I didn't. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, Ann makes a motion. I'll second it. Peter seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the minutes have been approved. Which brings us to why we're really here. You are Tom and Ann
Brogan.
Okay. And so you two are going to testify, and John's going to testify. Is there anybody else that wants to testify before the board? No? All right. John, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, have you got?
I do.
Okay. If you would like to come up first, John, and present your case to us.
Perry, what about the conflicts with the board?
Excuse me?
What about the conflicts with the board?
Oh, yeah. Does any member of the board have any conflict with this case at all?
There's no conflict. Ian Borowski, no conflict.
Charlie?
Charlie Allen, to the best of my knowledge, no.
Chairman Harry Humphries, no, I don't have a conflict. Peter?
Peter Boston, no conflict.
Tony Garibay, no conflict.
Okay, thank you. Okay, John.
Well, the property in question, I've got a history with for about the past 4 years. For the past 4 years, I have fought with the past property owner to clean this property up and bring it into compliance with our code ordinances as far as high grass, high bushes, a property in the state of dismal disrepair. And finally came down to it about 6 months ago. I began condemnation proceedings on this property. In the meantime, the past property owner went into foreclosure and the bank seized the property. I continued on with the foreclosure or the condemnation proceedings until I was notified that Miss Ann and Tom Chirkham purchased the property from the bank and were intending on renovating the property. The structure was built in the late 1920s, from what I'm told. It was in pretty bad shape, and in the past 3 months, the Trokens have gone in and completely gutted the property and are in the process of completely rebuilding this structure and bringing it into, probably going to bring it back to the beauty it once was back when it was built. Well, when they decided they wanted to rebuild it, they came to me and asked me, they said, well, we've got this little front porch out here. It's basically a stoop. The door swings open and we've got room enough to stand one person out there and walk up the steps. And we extend this porch out and make it just a little bit larger so maybe I can get a swing out there on the front and we've got room to put a couple of chairs. Well, my first question was, where's your property lines? And do you have a survey? They presented me with the survey that you have in your packet. And if you'll notice, the front of the structure is 21.7 feet from the front property line. Well, that property is located in Zoning District RA2. The minimum required front yard for that district is 20 feet. So while looking at that, you can tell that that little stoop and most definitely the stairs are already encroaching upon that setback. I told the Trokums that I would not be allowed to issue them a permit to make that porch any larger. And I cited sections 19-153, section 19-356, and 357 as my reasons for that. Basically, our code of ordinances read that if a property is in a non-conforming situation, it may remain so, but it is not to be enlarged either horizontally or vertically into any required open spaces, which means setbacks. So at that point, the Trokums asked me, what are our recourses? Is there anything we can do? And I've sent them towards y'all, and they come before you today to ask for a variance to extend that porch 2 feet more into that setback. And in talking to them today, they've asked if they don't want to extend it any more in the setback, but what they'd like to do is take that porch and make it the length of the, or the width of the building. In other words, that building is 21 feet wide, 22 feet wide. Right now, that porch is about 7 feet wide, I believe, and entire width of the house. And that's about all I've got to say about that, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
John, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The physical size of the porch is how big now?
I believe it's 4x7.
4x8.
4x8.
24 feet out.
Yes, sir.
And 8 feet wide.
Yes, sir.
And the steps are...
The steps, I can't remember.
4 feet.
4 feet.
That's another 4 feet.
Okay. Right now, the actual porch extends into our required setback by 2.3 feet. And if you add the steps into that, it's 6.3 feet.
Question, when was this property bought? Just recently?
Yes, sir.
How recently?
January the 20th was when we closed.
January the 20th.
Of this year?
2010, yes, sir.
And you have already, they have already gutted and made repairs inside?
Yes, sir.
Just one more question.
Go ahead.
Were you aware when you bought the property that the porch and the steps... Did you go through a realtor to buy this?
They have not been sworn.
You need to just ask me questions right now.
My apologies.
Okay.
It's just questions of John right now.
So, John, if I understood you correctly, one of the plans are to expand porch with wides. And if that were to happen, that would not be in compliance because they would be the 2 feet over.
Well, as our ordinances read, if you're non-conforming as it is, mm-hmm. you can't create more non-conforming situation by extending either horizontally or vertically into the setback.
Gotcha. No, if they wanted to just go 1 foot, it would be fine.
Okay.
No, because they would be non-conforming. Gotcha.
Okay, so the actual porch right now is 2.3 inches?
2.3 feet.
Feet into the setback.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Plus the 4 feet of the...
Plus step. The 4 feet of the steps.
If the addition was to be the way it was proposed, the steps would still come off the front or off the side?
I believe they will be addressing that.
Okay.
Does anybody have any more questions? John? I
drove down the street. I was trying to work out where the setback was. The property seems a bit, I took one look, but it seems to have different setbacks. Is everybody in compliance on that street?
I don't know, sir. I haven't.
It appears to me that...
I haven't checked every property on that street. I know there is some that aren't in compliance, yes, sir.
Yeah. It appears to me there were a couple of them that had porches that were not in compliance. I was just...
Yes, sir.
And there's new property by the side of this property, right, which is the new construction. So if you actually look down the street, you've kind of got a building line that goes kind of like that. Right?
Yes, it's like that over the entire beach.
John, one last question. The porch that is there today, would it be code if it was built today?
I believe so. It's basically concrete mortar.
Other than the railing?
Other than the railing, yes.
More questions? Okay, John, thank you.
Sure.
If you two would like to stand up, we'll go ahead and square you in.
Sure.
And Tom, you swear the testimony you give before this board will be the truth, all the truth, nothing but the truth. That's what we got?
We do.
I do.
Okay. step forward.
I guess I'd like to start off by saying that we're not crazy. Probably think, why would anybody come here and buy the rattiest place in Curry Beach? Why? Because I had a dream for the cottage. I found a cottage in Carolina Beach, and that's the way this cottage looked worse than that when this man bought it and saved it. And I went and I looked at it and I wanted to buy it, but I couldn't buy it. So I said, I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to find me a cottage. So I happened to be online searching one day. Now, this was in 2006. I wanted this cottage. I've been looking since 2006. In about last year, I saw this online, and I said to myself, that looks just like this cottage. And me and my husband drove down in December, and we went in it, and it's the exact same cottage. It's just flip-flopped. So I knew that I could make this cottage look like this and restore it. We did not know about the porch issue, definitely, until March 1. And on that day, when John said, you're definitely going to have to get a variance, I immediately worked with Amy, and she sent me an email, and I mailed it back and mailed a check in and said, we want to try to get the porch. The porch is one of the most important things about this cottage. Not the inside, not the backyard, but the porch. And if you look at that, and you look at this little stoop, and you look at that, you can see just the major difference that the porch will make. And one correction to John's testimony, we're not asking to build it across the whole front of the house. We're asking to only build it 17 foot wide, which the whole front of the house is 22 foot. We're asking to only go 17 foot. This just gives you a visual. I know it might be hard. And Peter, what you said is so correct. We walk the street. If you look at my house, look down my street and look. You see those porches? All up and down the street, there's people who come way further out than we do. But we only want to come out six. We'd be happy with five. We could go home with four. We're not trying to make it a real big issue. It's if we could just get enough to have a porch with a swing on it like that, we'd be happy. So that's from my heart. Now my husband's going to talk to the zoning stuff, which I have no knowledge about. That's just the heart talk.
Okay, so and how far out from the house do you want to come to this porch?
If we bring the porch out 6 foot, we will be giving you back 2 feet in the encroachment, because if you let us come out 6 foot, 2 more feet from where it sits stands right there, we're going to tear these steps down and take away 2 foot of our existing encroachment and go around the side and enter from the side. Therefore, we will be giving you back the 2 furthest steps that are in your encroachment right now.
Okay, so
we would take the whole stairs
down. Take those steps out and then move to the side.
We would go on to the porch from the side, so you would actually have a less of an encroachment from us than you do at this point.
Mm-hmm. You want to bring those pictures up?
Yeah. No, I want to get color copies. Why?
Can I approach and hand out something here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have 4. I'm sorry. I thought I had 5. You can share that.
Oh, I don't know. Sure.
That's a search of the New Hanover County tax records, and you'll see from those tax records that originally there was an open porch that extended 22 feet across the property and was 4 feet wide. for 88 square feet. If you go to the second page, you'll see highlighted is the addition of 88 square feet for the porch. So at one time, there was a porch on that property, according to the New Hanover County tax records, that it was 88 square feet into the existing setback. What we want to do, as Ann told you, was to take what we have right now, and if we went 6 feet and 17 feet across, that would make 102 square feet, which is only 14 square feet more than what's on that tax record right there. If we went to 5 feet, it would be 85 square feet, or 3 foot less, and a 4 foot porch would be 68 feet, or 20 square feet less than what's on that tax record there. As the pictures clearly show, we are into the setback, but into that setback, but that's already a pre-existing condition, and we can't take it out of there. I think reading the ordinance, it said something about practical difficulties. If we were to take that out of there to come into compliance, we couldn't get into the house. So practically, we can't take that out of there. That would present a hardship to do that. It wouldn't have put the porch on, but it would come into complete compliance. However, with the tax records that we have there, we thought that shows that one time it was existing there, so we didn't think it would cause any undue harm to extend the porch if you would grant us that, because you can see that it already was that way at one time. We do think that restoring that and putting the porch on would preserve the cottage look, and I believe that's something that the town would like to do. And I think if you looked at those pictures, you could see that does do justice to what the town is trying to do in terms of your enhancement of the present cottages here. And as John said, that was built in 1928.
I have one question.
Sure.
With your proposed porch extension on the width, will the roof line follow that porch?
Yes, it would look exactly like the pictures that we had.
The roof line would be 17 across,
yes,
and not 22.
Not 22.
Okay. John, as far as the codes, what does that mean?
It shouldn't be an issue. It'd be normal construction practices to build that for.
And in terms of impervious surface, I don't think it would take too much away from that either.
Are you doing anything as far as making the structure bigger from behind or anything there?
No, we kept it the same as the original foundation. The back was caved in. John Ashcraft was somewhat of a carpenter from what we understand. And if you had seen the back of that property, about the last 10 feet of it were entirely caved in. That's since been reframed, restored. In fact, as John said today, in talking to him, the house is essentially double framed now. So it's twice as strong as it was then, and it's been added with hurricane clips to attach it to the foundation. So we've tried to comply with everything that the town wants. In fact, the town's been very hospitable in cooperating with us and giving us pointers to go and trying to help us out in every way.
And I wanted to add one more thing, too, on that line of communications with the town. Like I said, we closed on the property January the 20th, but I contacted John Batson on December the 21st, told him my intentions to buy the property. I contacted him again on January 16th. I contacted him February 17th, February 18th, and March 1st. All of these times, John and I have kept John apprised of what I wanted to do. He was talking with me about, what are you going to do? Are you going to remodel? Are you going to tear it down? So I just wanted to reiterate that we have tried to do everything on our part to not get blindsided by anything, but what came up, we could not foresee. I mean, we just had no way of knowing it.
And walking down the rest of the block, we never dreamed that it would be an issue bringing the porch out, because it was that way on the rest of the block.
Did you go through a realtor
to
yes,
buy
sir.
The property? Yes, we did.
And And the realtor did not say anything at all to you about this?
No, sir.
The only thing the realtor told us was that that house was condemned and the town was going to have to pay $10,000 or so to tear it down. So that's why we got in touch with you right away, because we didn't want it torn down. And we didn't want the town going to any expense either.
So you came to John and applied for the proper permits, and he gave you the permits to do the construction?
Absolutely.
And so forth, and you kept him appraised of everything you wanted to do with that property?
Right.
Absolutely. And cooperated with him. When he said we had to have hurricane cliffs, then he said you have to have a drawing. We went and got an architect, and we got an additional drawing done, and did everything that was asked of us.
Do you foresee enlarging the structure?
No.
Keeping it pretty much intact?
To keep it just the way that it is. And I think it's 836 square feet. And as my wife said, it's the exact as the other property, except the bedrooms in the other property were on the left-hand side. Now they're on the right as you look at the house, and the kitchen and the living room were on the left-hand side. So it's the exact same floor plan, but as she said, flip-flop to that other house that you see there that's on Carolina Beach. I think it's on what, First Avenue? First Street. And so...
And what are your ultimate plans with this property? You're going to live in it? You're going to rent it out?
We are not investors. You can look at us and tell. We've never owned a second home. We're retired. We've worked all our lives. We have 64 years in law enforcement. We're both retired police officers. And we want this as our second home. We may move to Curry Beach. We may leave Raleigh and make this our full-time home. I mean, we don't know that, but this is our second home. This is not rental property.
No.
You will not see anyone renting this. We're not investing. It's not an investment. It's the cottage I wanted as our vacation second home.
Because we've been coming down here for, what, 10 years, and we've been renting places for 2 months at a time and staying down here.
We have added to the Curry Beach economy for about 10 years. So we figured we would be much better off to buy a place. While the foreclosures and everything were going on, it was our time to be able to do it.
And that's one other thing. I think in adding the porch to there, I think you'll see enough will not only add aesthetically to the look the town's trying to achieve, but I think from a tax base wise, it'll go up in value and that'll add to the tax roll. So.
And I can sit on my front porch
hurt.
And talk to the mayor.
I have a question as far as the you're going to put the pickets like the picture shows, but it'll be all the way across.
What?
The porch that you have proposed to add on your cottage, it's going to have the same pickets as this one, but except it'll be all the way across and the steps will
We'll come off the side.
If it's a 6 foot.
If it's 6 foot. If you give us 6 foot, we're gonna move the steps. But if you don't give us 6 foot and only give us 4 foot, then we're no further out than we are right now. We just build it straight across and leave the steps.
What are you asking?
Like we said, 6 foot we would be
Aesthetic.
Yeah. We would be ecstatic with that. If you think we need to move back to 5 feet, we'll do that. If you say 4, we'll be content with that. But we think the porch will definitely enhance the property.
Yeah. One of the problems we have as a Board of Adjustment is if we grant the variance, we grant the variance. If we deny the variance, we deny you even being able to do anything to that porch. So 6 feet, 4 feet, 2 feet.
That.
Not semantic. If we approve it at 6 feet, we deny it, it's gone.
Sir, we respectfully request you grant us to keep our 4 foot porch and not dare touch it then, because the porch is...
Ma'am, you misunderstanding. That porch, it can be repaired as is.
Right, we didn't understand that.
Regardless of what this board decides, your porch and your steps are non-conforming.
Right.
That will remain that way until you either remove it. All right? or decide to repair it, but you can't expand.
Right.
And we cannot do anything to take that away from you.
We understand that.
Okay.
I think what my wife was saying, that if the board likes 4 feet better than 6 feet, we're willing to do whatever the board wants. We want to be in compliance. We want to be good neighbors and good stewards here.
Now I'm totally confused.
Did I confuse
you? I'm totally confused now. I thought he just told me if I'm asking for six and you say no to six, I don't get nothing. But if I come back down to four...
No,
Charlie, wait. It gets down to what is the law saying.
Right.
It's really not what we're saying. It's what the law...
Correct.
If you former police officers, retired police officers, this is really getting to what is the law.
The letter of the law.
This is the letter of the law. It's not what we personally want you to do. It's not what we think and might agree with what is aesthetically beautiful. It's what is the law telling us we can do. And this is what we have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the law can bend, what does bend, what can't bend, and what is there. Basically, you have a structure right now that is non-conforming.
Mm-hmm.
If a horrible situation happened and that structure disappeared, you could not rebuild that structure. What we're in the situation of is we're looking at the law,
1, 2, 3, 4,
the five of us, and we have to each interpret what are these words telling us according to the law, not according to emotion, according to, it's a beautiful plan, I love it, please come build my house, but what is the law telling me? That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Well, addressing that, I know the statute talks about principles and conditions, and I thought one of the principles that you were trying to do is maintain the cottage look here. And so that's one of the things that I did try to appeal to in the porch, and I understand where you're coming from with the letter of the law.
That's my perspective. John's trying to say something. John, you had his hand raised.
John? Just a point of correction, Ms. Brodsky, if something did horrible happen, such as a natural disaster, I believe that's what you're referring to, they would be able to rebuild that structure.
To the steps, the portion of steps.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
To the steps, right.
Yes, ma'am. They could do that.
Exactly as is.
Right.
It is now. And
thank you.
To explain what I think Mr. Humphreys was saying to you was that they want to hear exactly what you want, not three different options.
Oh, okay.
So they want to hear, do you really want the four or do you really want the six? You need to pick one so they can decide what they want to go, where they want to go from there. I believe that's what Mr. Humphreys was trying to say.
Yeah, I heard, thank you, John, you pretty much
thanks for both of us.
I'm reading in your application where you're requesting a 2-foot extension to the existing 4-foot porch on the front of the house. So that would be 6 feet.
That's correct.
And then you were talking about 4 feet, you were talking about this, I'm going, wait a minute, I thought, you know, this is what you were asking, I want to make sure that this is what you're asking, because this is what we have to base our decisions on. It is what you've asked in your application to the board. So I just want to make sure I know what it is you were asking, and you asked for the 6 feet.
Mr. Chairman, if I might also, it seems like the board would need to know how much encroachment into the setback that is at 6 feet. I'm not sure if that's been.
So it's probably 4 feet.
So that's a 4 feet.
Yes. 4 feet.
And it's already 6 points.
6.3 feet now with the
right stairs.
Yes.
So for all intents and purposes, like they said, they're cutting off 2 feet of the road. Except they do it, they're widening it. They're just widening it, but they're cutting off 2 feet of the road. Okay, does anybody have any more questions? These fine folks?
Thank you.
close the testimonial part of the hearing, unless there's anything else you'd like to add. And we may ask you some questions during our deliberations, but the testimonial part is closed, if you don't have anything more to add. Thank you. All right, we'll close the testimonial portion of the hearing and we'll go into our discussions. There are basically five questions we have to answer in either denying or granting the variance. And those five questions come with findings of facts and our conclusions. And one of them is, did you follow the requirements by Chapter 19? Another one is, does the evidence indicate that the hardship of which the applicant complained results from unique circumstances related to the applicant's land and as a result of the applicant's own actions? Does granting a variance preserve the spirit and keep harmony with the general purpose and the intent of the ordinance? And in granting a variance, is the public safety and welfare assured? In granting the variance, will substantial justice be done? So these are the five basic questions that we're going to discuss amongst ourselves at this point in time based on the ordinances and feelings and emotions and all that stuff and answer those questions one at a time. All right. Ann, what do you think?